today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Hope you're doing well today and that you're able to meet again in your local fellowship at your local church. We thank God that we have been able to meet, although everyone has to wear masks and keep social distancing and all of those things. What a strange time that we're living in. And so I hope that you're staying close to the Lord and walking with the Lord. We're continuing our series today on For a Season. Our text is from 1 Peter chapter 1, and I'd encourage you to join us there as we consider God's Word today. While you're finding your Bible and finding your place, we want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are several things that you'll find there. Something new that we've not been able to do before is if you'd like to help out this ministry by a financial gift, we now have a place where you can give. It just simply says give online, and so we'd appreciate that. You can also write to us. We'd love to hear from you. So at the website, again, considerhisword.org, you can click on the tab that says Contact Us. We'd love to hear from you and hear where you're hearing this program today. And if you'll send us an address, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. We send some of these out just about every week now. We have a number of left, so we'd like to send some to you. So just simply write to us. You can write to us through the website. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Most of the requests we get come through the regular mail. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Again, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. 1 Peter chapter 1. In 1 Peter, Peter is writing to, he said, that he's writing to believers, writing to people that have trusted the Lord. They're going through hard times, much harder times than we're going through these days. But I believe that as we read about suffering and read about persecution, that there are a number of things here in 1 Peter that we can take and that can be an encouragement to us. In our text, we begin reading in verse 3 and down through verse 9. I'd like to read that again, kind of put it all together, because there's one thing here particularly I want to point out kind of in this introductory part of the Scripture. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively or living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time, when ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness and manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see him not, yet believing, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your salvation, the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. As Peter was writing to believers and encouraging them, I want you to notice a couple of things. He talks about them being in heaviness and manifold temptations. This is in verse 6. Now, this is where we find the title for this series, For a Season. And he said, though be for a season, if need be. I want you to notice, if need be, that it seems to be needed. And I'll tell you, it's interesting that during this crisis or during this pandemic, how many people are being reached with the gospel of Christ. Even in our own little YouTube videos that we've made, we've reached tenfold the number of people that we usually have on a Sunday morning. And God is using that. So many churches have began to produce videos, whether it be through Facebook Live or on YouTube or whatever avenue that they're using or vehicle they're using. So many people are being reached that normally, I guess, would not be at church. But boy, the gospel is getting out there, and I'm thankful for that. And so in this season, though need be, the Bible says, maybe God is using it to get the gospel and to reach people more and more throughout our country. I said, though you be in heaviness. Now, the word heaviness here literally means to be in distress. And many find this to be a very distressing time. I know many have lost their jobs. Many have been laid off or furloughed, and they're struggling. And I know that many churches are helping them out, and different organizations are helping them out with food. But all of this causes a certain amount of stress, and it is distressing. And then he talked about in manifold temptations. These manifold temptations literally is adversity, or really going through a hard situation or a hard time. Now, I want to keep coming back to this, that Peter said it would be for a season. And reminds them that in the time of waiting, don't forget that you have an eternal inheritance in heaven. I keep thinking of that song, "This world is not my home, I'm just passing through." And I'm glad that we have an eternal inheritance laid up in heaven for us. And then he tells them to rejoice. In fact, he says it a couple of times. In verse 6, he says, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though you be, though for a season, if need be, in heaviness and manifold temptations." That this is also a time of rejoicing. Remember what James said. He said, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience or endurance, and that we may grow through these hard times." And so he tells us to rejoice. He says it again when he gets down to verse 8. He says, "In whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." And so there is cause to rejoice and cause to glory to God. And so through this passage of Scripture, he gives us a number of reasons why we can rejoice and how that we can trust the Lord and be looking up the Lord. I want you to notice this in verse 5, that in your time of trial, you are kept by God. He said, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time." Even though you're going through such a hard time, and even though I know some days are difficult and some days it's a struggle, that we talked about the distress and the anxiety that comes with these days. But he said, through all of this, God's got you. He said, we are kept by the power of God. Now think about that for a minute. The power of God. He is all powerful. He is omnipotent. There's nothing too hard for God. And listen, this is not too hard for God. God knows what's going on, and God knows what you're going through individually. He knows what your churches are going through. You realize that there is nothing that's too hard for God. Luke 1:37 says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." And we've got to be encouraged, and you've got to be encouraged that through all of this, God has a hold of you. You know, one of the things that I found out and that many have found out, that sometimes we go through life trying to hold on to God. And we're saying, just hold on, just hold on, just hold on. All the while we find out that in reality, God's got a hold of us and he's holding on to you, and he's supporting you and encouraging and helping you and supporting you. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 10 and beginning in verse 27, he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." And so God is holding you in his hand. The Bible speaks much about how God is holding us in his right hand. A couple of verses. Psalm 63:8 says, "My soul falleth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me." In Psalm 139:10, he said, "Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." And so don't lose sight that through all of this and through everything that you're going for a season, that God has you and he's holding you. And in his hand, he will protect you and he will keep you. There's no way that you can get out of the grip of God's hand. Sometimes I see people who write me a letter, and they'll sign it off by saying, "in his grip." I like that. And so the question is, are you in his grip? You see, that comes by faith, by trusting him. Back in 1 Peter, he said that we are held in his hand by faith. And so it comes down to trusting him and believing him. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Have you trusting him? The Bible says that if thou shalt believe with thy, confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And so are you believing him? Are you trusting him? I hope that you are, and I hope that you know him, and that now you can rest. The anxiety flees, the stress flees when you know and you're resting in the almighty hand of God. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.